Warren Duff, Kuf Lamed Hey, Ahmed Aleph. We'll start with the beginning of the Braita on Kuf Lamed Dalet Ahmed Bet. This Amud, just a small introduction, is more a Lumbisha. Amud, the acronym, we're all talking about it. It's a Stipler, there's a Rev Chaim, there's Minchas Chinuchs on this. There's a lot on this Amud. Tana Rabbanan. Braisa says, the Pasuk says, or Lasso, this is in Shmini, right? Ubioma Shmini Yimu Basar or Lasso, his Basar, meaning his to exclude someone else's or something else's. So Tanam Rabbanan, or Lasso, his Orla. Orla, so what is it coming to tell us? It's a miut when we have something like that. Orla to Vadai Docha de Shabbat, only a certain Orla. It's a Vaday Orla is going to be Docha de Shabbat, for lo Safik Docha at a Shabbat. Let's just start off with Vashi. Orla to Vadai Docha de Shabbat, Vahai Kva, in this Pasek, will be Yom HaShmini, the Alfina and Minei Efshar, Afilo, B'Shabbos. We already learned off the Ubi Yom HaShmini. Let us know that it's allowed to be Docha the Shabbos, but which aspect of the Mila is to be Docha the Shabbos? Only Orlato. Kesipa Seifa, Orlato, Demashma, Miyuta, Orlato, Shel Zeh, Velo Shel Acher. This one, but not someone else's. The Miyuta is Suffolk At. It's letting us exclude a Suffolk. And the more let us know is the Suffolk to include what? Which kind of Suffolk? Because we're going to have a list of Suffolks over here. It's a long price until the two dots. We'll see the whole brisa, and then we'll start asking the questions on it. V'lo safek docha de Shabbat. Orlato. Again, it says orlato. Vadai. Only if it's vadai docha de Shabbat. V'lo androgynous docha de Shabbat. And androgynous is someone who is born with both the male and female reproductive organs over here. He's a safek if he's a man. He's a safek if he's a female. Therefore, we don't docha de Shabbos on it. It's not a vadai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Andriganos Docha de Shabbos. Now we'll see in a day or so. He's arguing, and he holds an Andriganos, since he has a Vadai, he has a male organ, it's going to be Docha de Shabbos. Vionish Kors, and he has an Onish Kors if he doesn't do it. Orlato Vadai Docha de Shabbat, V'lo Nolad Bein HaShemashos Docha de Shabbat. Only if it's Vadai in Orla on Ubiyom HaShmini. Only on the eighth day if it's Vadai, but if it's Bein HaShemashot, whether it's Bein HaShemashot Erev Shabbat, Friday afternoon, Bein HaShemashot, maybe he's born on Friday, maybe he's born on Shabbat. So therefore Shabbat could be the ninth day possibly. Whether it's Bein HaShemashot Motzi Shabbat, where it's going into Saturday night, because maybe if he was really born on Sunday and not Saturday, and therefore if you do it on Shabbat, it's going to be before Zman. In both cases, it will be the first case. Would be that you're not doing it bismano, and the second case you're not doing it at all because it's before this month. Or lato, again, vadai docha de Shabbat, v'lo nolad kishum mahu docha de Shabbat. If a baby is born already without the orla, he's not allowed to be, you have to do something. It's a question of what do you have to do. Shabbat shamayim tzorek ahativ menu damvik. Because Beit Shammai says you have to do what's called Hatafas Dam Bris, meaning if someone is mohel, or he was mohel before this man, or in all different kinds of cases of over here, there's a concept called Latif Dam Bris, where you have to take off some dam. We'll see all the sheets on that in a little bit. So according to, again, V'lo Nola Kishuhu, when he's born mohel, Beis Shammai says you need what's called Hatafas Dam Bris, Beis Hilalamim Einu Tzorich, you don't need. That's Tanakama. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. No lechakul Beit Shammai or Beit Hillel al nolach kishum moel. They're not arguing in the case when he's born kishum moel. It's cholik on the Tanakama. Tanakama says someone's born without the orla, machloket on whether he needs a tafas dam bris. Comes Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. We need to know this. No lechakul Beit Shammai Beit Hillel al kishum al nolach kishum moel. Shitzarek lativ menu dam bris. Why? If he's born without an orla, everybody's going to hold you up to a toughest dam bris because it's called a suppressed orla. It's in there in the skin, it's just that we can't see it. So what are they arguing on if you need a toughest dam bris or not? A ger who had a bris mila, like a Muslim, something, and he's now Mikoyer. For sure.
Yeah, the circumcision.
Circumcision, thank you. For sure, he's there's no Orla Kavusha over there. Oh, and that's the argument.
What's that got to do with Shabbos?
Hmm?
What was that got to do with Shabbos?
His mother, good question. Over here, oh, there's going to be my club, this is called or Shabbos. Okay, in the price. So one Rabbi Shimon ben, this is all in Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's Shita. He's talking about the, when it comes to a, the machlok at Beit Shammai Beit Hillel, he's talking about something else that doesn't have to be on Shabbos. Shabbat Shammai min tzarek lehatif amen of dam bris. You still have to have the covenant in dam, and you have to do, hatafis dam bris. Well, Beit Hillel, I mean, ain't a tzarek lahatif men of dam bris. Okay, let's see the Rashi's on the Mishnah. Andriganus. Suffical. He's a suffic. Tenola bena shemoshes nami suffic zmanohu. Someone who's born in the twilight time, it's a suffic zmanohu. Suffic ain't a zmano. Tachin nolad mahol. All of these are sveikot. Suffic shema orla kavushahi. Maybe the orla is kavusha. It's suppressed inside. I'm not exactly sure of the mitzius, but it's maybe it's there and we just don't see it. Or davuk bebasar, it's clinging to the basar. It's not hanging. That it's obviously it's an orla, but there's something there. Well, the kamet parech suffik kama, the first trush that we made over here, where it says suffik dochet the Shabbos and not vaday. What is that suffik coming to tell us? We just made a list of an androgynous, of Bena Shemashos, of Kishuhu Mahol. So what is the first suffix that we said coming to tell us? What is it including? It must be telling us something. We don't know what this suffix is telling us. The Gemara would say, Ma, Ma'ol V'tani Kol Hani Sveiko. What is that coming to include, since we already explained all the other Sveikot in the Brisa? There's a fundamental, there's a few questions going on over here. One of them is, we only have one pasuk of Orlasa, and yet we're coming to learn all these other drushes out from here. We know that when we drush, we have room for one drush. And yet all it's to exclude a suffix, and not all of them. So if you look at the first Tosfot comes and explains, Nira Levri, the smakta bi'almaho. It's really all in the smakta. Don't make the limudim from over here. For Lord Stark cry, you didn't need a pasik at all. It's a double pasha that you can't be done for the Shabbos. Why? Very good swore that that's what it says over here. What? How could you raise in your mind the possibility of being Mechal Shabbos and you don't even know if he has a chiyuv? All these cases are suffix. The Bena Shemashos, the Mahol, the Andriganos. Since they're all a suffix, he might not even be a bar chiyuv. You certainly cannot be Toch the Shabbos. So on this, all the Achorim come. Cholik, not cholik, they have Yishonim that are cholik, and they explain that there is a tremendous need for this. This is in the Minchas Chinuch. For example, you need it because normally we always know that you're not going to be Mechal Shabbos B'Safik. That's clear over there. What happens if now you did do it? If you did Mila on one of these types of suffix, are you over a Midrabanan and a Smak to be Alma? Or a derisa over here. According to Tosfot, it's an esmachta. And yet, whenever you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos on a suffix, so over here, there's a gilta in the Torah that says, or lo so vada velo suffix. Since it's a giloy in the Torah, it's a gezerisa kasav that you chayv mishum suffix over here. The Torah is coming to exclude the suffix. Normally, a suffix, you can't be, on a suffix, if there's a suffix, Chil Shabbos, you're not going to be over Chil, you're not going to be over Shabbos. Chil Shabbos, you're not going to have to bring a chatat up over here. But this suffix is something a little different, because the Torah is telling you that in the case of a suffix over here, don't be Michal Shabbos. Because again, the pasuk is, B'yom Hashmini Yimu Basu Olaso. On the eighth day, the whole heter is if you're going to the Mila on Shabbos, if it's bus or loso, and not all these other buses over here. So he wants the time, the Minchas Chinuch, that there is a big Nafka Mina. Since there's a pasuk over here, it will be, and you did it on Shabbos, you'd be Chai V'Chatat. It would just be like something that's Shlo Bizmano. It's not going to be Doche the Shabbos. The pasuk is telling us that a suffix is not Doche the Shabbos, and not in the category of any other suffix. If someone has a suffix, if he's over Shabbos or not, he's not going to be over Chatat. In this case, the suffix will be over Shabbos. He also goes on and explains why do you, which one is the ikar over here. He says it's really the two main ones is an andrigonus and mahu. Those are the two main ones. And lamaisa there is two psukim. We quoted the pasuk of orlaso from Vayikra in Parshas Tazria. There's also the pasuk that says orla in the Parshas of Avraham Avinu. And he goes in back and forth which one is the ikar, which one you do, or if you only want to learn one pasuk, what's ikar, what's not ikar. That's in Tosfot over here trying to grapple with this orlaso. How do you have all these drushes out from it? But lamaisa we see that orlaso is coming to exclude any case of suffix. The Brayta brought down three types of three situations of suffix. That's an andrigonos. We don't know if he's a man or a woman. If it's man, a shemashos, it's a suffix in the zman. And then there's the suffix of a mahol. It's a suffix on whether or not the he has an oiler or not. Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lekami yalef milta. He's going to learn later on the machloket on andrigonos. Shabbat shami amim tzorich lahatif. Okay, v'filo haki moded the Shabbos l'dachi. Even though it needs a toughest time for us, afapike the Shabbos l'dachi from the giloi, from the revelation of the pasuk or loso, only a vaday and none of these sfekas. Even though he holds you need it, shetzorek lahatif chashin and shema orla kavushi. We're worried that you have to do a toughest time bris on a mahul, someone who's born without an orla, because we're worried that maybe the orla is there. What are they arguing on? I'll care. The Lechashum Suffolk Orla. There's no Suffolk Orla on them. They took it off medically over here. Could go in Arve Mahu. For example, the Arabs that get circumcised. Okay. Omemar, Nigamor. We said Velo Suffolk Doche to Shabbos. First, we made the drush from the Pasuk, Velo Vader Doche to Shabbos, Velo Suffolk Doche to Shabbos, and then we were explained the three suffix, but we wrote the first one is just suffix. Litoy mine. It's coming to exclude something that wasn't mentioned in that list. What's it coming to include? Sorry, not exclude, include. Litoy mai. Litoy had the ton of a button. What we learned in this price. Ben Shiva, someone who's born in the seventh month, Michal and Malavar Shabbos. You could be Michal the Shabbos. Ben Shmona, if he's born in the eighth month, Ein Michal and Malavar Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos for him. They bring down that there's two types of pregnancies. There's a seventh month pregnancy and a ninth month pregnancy. If a child is born in the seventh month, he was born in his term. If he's born in the ninth month, he's born in his term. If he's born in his eighth month, he's not born b'term, and therefore we assume that he's ninth, born eighth early, and therefore the chazakah was in those days a baby that was born premature, that didn't have incubators, that it was a chazakah that was going to die. Since it was a chazakah that was going to die, and they knew it was going to happen when it was born, it's you can't keep it alive. It's still born dead. Even though we have a klal in Hilchos Shabbos, it's called Chayishah, that even if you keep a person's deathly ill, and you could do a medical procedure to keep them alive for a few seconds, you're mechoyev to do it. Over here, the chazakah with this baby is, he's a dead baby. Right now, he's born a stone. We call him actually a stone over here, and the Chayishah doesn't come into play. It's a big tumult in the Rishonim, the Achronim, understanding how Chai Shah doesn't, why it doesn't work over here.
Here's the suffix. Here's not a Vaday Shmoni. Maybe Satesh.
No, in this case where it's Vaday Shmona. When he was born in the eighth month, any kid that was born in the eighth month, his Vaday has a chazakah that he's not going to live.
But here's a suffix Ben Sheba.
Oh, in the case where we didn't know if he's suffix Ben Sheba, suffix Ben Shmona, we didn't know. We know, for example, it's a Ben Shmona. The husband came home from overseas. He was home one night, and then he had to leave again. We know for sure that it was born exactly in the eighth month. So in the case where it's a suffix...
But if it's a suffix, he's not Muksi.
Yeah.
Last on Friday, we say that a suffix...
Only a Vaday Ben Chet, Ben Shmona, is you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos.
No, stand me. On Friday, we say that somebody that's a suffix is Muksi. It's like a stone.
Mm-hmm.
A sofik, not a vaday.
No, vaday shmona is like a stone. Let's see the whole bayisur, and he's gonna bring down the different sheets right now. Ben sheva mechalim over the Shabbos. Ben shmona ain't mechalim over the Shabbos. Sofik ben sheva, sofik ben shmona ain't mechalim over the Shabbos. Okay, ben shmona, the boy born in the eighth month, harihu ke'evin, He has a din like a rock. That's a chazaka. There's no. You can't even pick him up and cuddle him or whatever on Shabbos. And therefore, aval ima, what should she do? Can she nurse him or something? She herself has to worry about herself. Shocha umanika so mitpnei asakana. She can lean over, at least, even though she can't pick him up, and nurse him because of the sakana. This is a sakana to herself. Because if she gets engorged, she can go into a breast infection, which can be dangerous for her. So therefore, she's allowed to do things to relieve herself. See Rashi. Ben Shmona ein mechalim alav shahari kamet. He's kameto as a chazaka. Ve'ein mila some mitzvah. There's no mitzvah for his mila over here, because he's we don't think he's going to make it. If he lives 30 days. 30 days, his viability is proof that he was a Baruch Chaim, then you can do the Mila in the ninth month, or 1 month after he's born. V'ikasha im kein alav chilhu, sharayuhu kimichatek basa meis, l'kaman nami muke hai chilhu b'makshiri mila, v'ilabit the Rebbe Eliezer. You can have a kasha later on what did you do? There's no chilhu shabbos. If he's dead, you're just cutting off a piece of dead flesh. There's no Israel over there, and we established later over that you will be Mechal if you hold like Rebbe Eliezer, and he holds that Makshiri Mila can be Docha the Shabbos, and now on Shabbos you came and you brought the Ismail for Rishus Ravabim, thinking like Shita's Rebbe Eliezer, and it's an 8-month-old baby, so even though doing the Mila on him is no Chil itself, is you're just slicing off a dead piece of flesh, which even if it bleeds, it doesn't, it's not going to be over any Chil Shabbos. But according to Rebbe Eliezer, with Makshiri Mila, you will be over. Mipnei HaSakana. The Sakana is Mipnei She Chalav Harbe Bidadeya Umavir Ledei Choli. Because the woman might get engorged. Tosfot, down on the bottom, brings down Ben Shmona Haryu Ke'evin V'yas L'taltalo. The Re says, today, Akshav Murta L'taltalo. You're allowed to carry him. We lost the ability to distinguish what exactly is a ben shmona. Here's what you were bringing down before. Everyone is a suffix. Therefore, if a mohel is brought before him a baby, we don't even ask questions on it. There's no questions even on Shabbos, right? Also, right? No question. You never ask a bit if it's a ben shmona, even on Shabbos.
No, nowadays.
We completely treat him properly, and even if he's a ben shmona vadai, we bring down over here, and therefore it's mut l'taltalo l'malo b'shabbos im ein re'iso, unless there's a re'iso to him. For example, he's not developed at all, then there's a different question going on over here. L'maisa, the Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shmir Shabbat Kil Chasser brings down today, we have incubators. The chazaka that a ben shmona will die is not a chazaka anymore, and these are one of the things that have changed, and therefore we're making on all these things. There's no din of a ben shmona anymore. At the times of Chazal, it was clear that a kid was born in the 8th month, he was going to die, so there was the halachas then. Today it's totally different, and therefore we're machal the Shabbos, and we do whatever we need to do on him, and we even do the bris milah on the 8th day. We don't ask any questions. That's the dinim today. Itmar.
The Gemara in Yevamot even says further that a baby born in 8 months today, even besides for the kedushim of incubators and whatever else, the Gemara in Yevamot also didn't have incubators, is because a baby born in 8 months, the first or second week into the 8th month, is no different than a baby born the first or second week into the 10th month. It's really a baby from the 7th month just didn't come out in time.
Oh. Very nice. That's what Tosfot says, because we don't know exactly when she gave birth, if it's right. Somech Litzvilaso or at the end of year. But again, they asked the question, what happens if we knew the husband was in town only exactly 8 months ago? So we know it's a Vadai Ben Shmona. So even in the case of a Vadai Ben Shmona, we're totally makel on these dinim. You treat him like everyone else, because he has a Chesked Chai. Today we, Baruch Hashem, the medical... world has improved tremendously. Thank God. Itmar. Vav Omar Halach. Okay, remember before in the Vaisa, we had a Machloket, Tanakama, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Tanakama says that there's a Machloket, Beis Shammai, or Beis Hillel, when he's Mahu. Right? When he's Mahu, Beis Shammai says you do a toughest Dam Bris. Beis Hillel says you don't. Okay? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says no. They both agree that you have to do a toughest down bris. The whole machloket is on a ger. On a ger. Whether a ger needs it or not. Itmar, Rav omer halacha k'tana kama. Rav says the halacha is like Tana Kama, that even Beis Hillel holds, that Beis Hillel is arguing. The Tana Kama says that on a mahol, it's a machloket, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel does not need Hatapis Dam Dres. And that's what he holds the halacha is like Tana Kama, that a mahol doesn't need it. Shmuel omer halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he holds the halacha like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that someone who's born mahol, he has to have Hatapis Dam Dres. Rav Adabar Ahava Yalid Le Hahu Yaduka Kishun Mahol. He had a child that was born, and he was didn't have an orla. He was born on Shabbos. 8 days later, he wanted to do something. He wanted to do a Tafas Dam Bris, like Shitas Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Okay, assuming he's talking on the Shabbos. Ahadri Atlesa Maholai. He went after 13 molim, and no one would do it. No one would do it. He says, no way. It's Hatafas Dam Bris. It's Shabbos. We're not going to do it for you. He was convinced the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and therefore he's insisting on doing it. Ad, he did it himself. The Shavia calls Shafka. And he mutilated it. He made a mistake, and now he made his kid cause Shafka, meaning he's not able to have children anymore, and it's very severe because he. Kohen Shavka can't enter into the Kaal of Yisrael. They can't even marry a Jewish woman anymore. Amar, he said, Titi Li, it was deserving to me, the Avri of the Rav, that I went over on Rav. This Rav says the Makhloket, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is on a mohel, that you don't even need a toughest Dam Bris. And I went and I was insisting on having a toughest Dam Bris, being transgressed on Rav, and that's why this happened to me. Amar Le Rav Nachman, I know. Amar Le Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says to him, the other Shmuel lo over? And what, you think you're possible like Shmuel? You got the whole lock of them. And on Shmuel, you're not already also over on Shmuel. Imad yom yesh Shmuel, maybe when Shmuel said it, is Bechol. When Shmuel said the machloket between Rabbi Shimon, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the halach is like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon, they're not arguing that a mohel needs a toughest dumpers. The whole argument is on a gear, maybe that whole argument that he's bringing down is only on weekdays, is on chol. B'Shabbos mi'omah. Who says on Shabbos, when he says that everybody agrees you need a toughest on bris, maybe the whole statement of him is talking about chol. Now I'll answer your question on a gear. We're dealing with the whole machloket, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, is whether a gear just needs a toughest on bris, b'klal, when he's not even to be doch of the Shabbos. Who said that Shmuel's talking about a toughest on bris? It's going to be chol Shabbos. Who? The who? This is going on with Adabar Ava. What did he hold like? He didn't hold like Vav. He didn't hold like Shmuel. What did he hold like doing this? And you see that he mutilated his kid. Who saw Vade Orla Kivushe? He holds that when we had the machloket on a mahol, right? According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, there's no machloket on a mahol that you need to do a toughest down bris. What's the reason why you have to do a toughest down bris? Is it a Vadai? Is it for sure that the oil is here? It's just kavusha. It's not. It's clinging to the flesh, and therefore he's like any 8-day-old baby, just like a normal 8-day-old baby needs a full bris. This one needs a toughest down bris because it's vadai kavusha. Or is it because it's a suffix? And like any suffix, you doke the Shabbos. So who suffered that it was a vadai oile kavusha? He holds like the shita that in the when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree with the mohel that it needs a toughest down bris, it's talking about it needs it mitam vadai. It for sure needs it. The Yitmar. Rabba Omer, this is all in Shitas Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, not the Tana Kama, because we're dealing when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree with the mohel. Rabba Omer, Chashinan Shema Orla Kavusha. He says, we're worried. Do you know you have to do a toughest down bris? Because it's Chashinan, it's a suffix. That it's a orla kavusha, that there's something there that we're not noticing, and therefore you have to do a mitam suffik. For sure, if it's mitam suffik, the whole pasuk orlaso lets us know orlaso vadai, not orlaso Suffix. So for sure you wouldn't do it on Shabbos. Rav Yosef Omer, Vaday Orla Kivushi. No. With Beit Shammai Bitzil, it's a Vaday Orla. Since it's a Vaday Orla, it should be able to be Dochi the Shabbos, like any other case of a Vaday Orla. And you have to do her toughest numbers. So, Rav Ada Bar Ava, whose son was born, Mohol, on Shabbos, he Dafka did it, even though he went to 13 Moholim, and they said, no way, either. They hold halachas like Tanakama. If you hold halachas like Tanakama, that means Beis Hillel says you don't even need a Tafestam for his Biklal. Or even if the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says he's talking about Shabbos, that it's a Vaday or a Kavusha. It could be talking about a Suffolk. Or it's a Suffolk Kavusha. Therefore, no one did it. He did it himself. He took it in his hands, and we saw the result of it. Rashi. Kitana Kami, leave it to Beis Hillel. Diyoma ain't sorry, Glahati, Minut Ambris. Beis Hillel and Tana Kama hold you don't need Hatafis Ambris at all. Ahadri atlisim mehole, shehatifu mimenu dam bris, v'lo rotsu, they didn't want to. Mishum to Shabbos havi, it was Shabbos. V'afilu lebeis shamai, it's a suffix over ein mechalim. They all that it's a suffix, whether or not you have to do it at all, and it's ein mechalim. Ad shavi kos shafcha, v'hu atzmo malu, v'asu kor shafcha, m'shechatach min agid. He actually cut off part of the gid, and he rendered his kid puzzle to enter the kahal. Adavav, he said it's because I was cholik on Vav, Yomei Ein Tzarik Lahatif, and that's why I was punished. But we say, with Shmuel, B'Shabbos Mi'amar, HaSfeikahu. So Vahu Sava, what did he hold like that he could actually do a toughest dam bris on Shabbos? Rav Adav Sava, Devade Orle Kivushihi Mechalinan. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on it. Chashinan, no, it's a suffix. When he says that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that you're allowed to be to a toughest on bris, it's only talking about weekdays. It's a sveikah, and on weekdays it's shema or like kavushi or the Indian Shabbos nami vade lo mechal. For sure you can't be mechal. Vade or like kavushi mechalinam. Okay. Lemaisa, there's a machloket on whether this hatafas dam bris is midrabbanan or midraisa. It's put down in the poskim. Lemaisa, we do it if someone is mohel, or what happens more common today is that someone was circumcised in the hospital. Non-religious person, they are in the hospital a few days, and the doctor just quickly does it. I don't even know if it's standard. I think it might be standard today in the hospital that they do a milah. All of a sudden, the boy realized that he didn't have the milah on the eighth day. The guy's an orla. He's a 100% orla, because he didn't have it done properly. And yet, he wants to have a bris milah, but he doesn't have an orla. And it's not even a suffix kivusha. It's not even suffix that he has an orla. For sure, it was medically removed over here. So now, when he's old and he wants to do it, they do hatafis dam bris. Is a machloket on where exactly to do it, how to do it. You have to scrape off skin, or do you have to cut something over here? The Chazon Ish brought down that you don't even need a toughest dam bris, rather you need to make a chabur on it. So it's a machloket on where do you make it. Lamaisa, I asked them all, they said that you make it on the top and on the where the orla will be attached to the the Ava on the side, where in the front side of it, where that's the two places where you do it. Some people are machmir to take blood out somewhere. Not the Chazon Ish says you don't. I guess if someone has this lemaisa, and the truth is, it is very lemaisa. Quite a number of Pali Tshuva that didn't have a person on the eighth day, and they just do a simple thing about Hatafas Dam Bris. So to also a boy that's born Mahol, he has to do Hatafas Dam Bris, at least Misafin. At least Misafik, yes, do something over here. And therefore, also a ger. We passing a ger that's small, since today most gerim have a mahul, even though in those days it was just the Arabs or the Givonim. But today, they would, if they want to convert lachorik and not psach halacha, but the halacha would be that you do a toughest dam bris. It's also an inyan of having a covenant with blood. Right, pasuk in Yecheskel that we say at the bris milas, right? We do a covenant with blood. Okay, let's see a little brighter in the Gemara. Gitmar, I was wondering if Yosef and Vadi Ola Kavushi. If Yosef says Vadi, it's an Ola Kavushi. Omer Rav Yosef, Mana Minala, how do I know that if someone's born Mahol, it's Vada, it's for sure that there's an Orla there, we just can't see it? Titania. We have a Brisa. We had in the original Brisa, we had a Tanakama that says the Machloket, Beis Shammai and Hillel is with the Mahol. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar came down and said, no, they both agree with the Mahol, but their argument is on a gear. Rabbi Eliezer, Hakapa, man, Lo Nechaklu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Ad. Al Nola Kishu Mohel. They're not arguing on the boy that was born circumcised. Shisarik Lahatif Menudam Bris. Amanakku, Lechal Lovit Shabbos. The whole Machloket is whether you can be Machal Shabbos or not. Beis Shammai mean Machal Lovit Shabbos. He holds that you can be Machal on him Shabbat. That's what the whole Machloket is. Well, Beis Hillel mean ain't Machal Lovit Shabbat. So, if that's what Rebbe Elazar HaKapar is saying, therefore Tanakama. Love is it not? If he's coming to argue, saying that the whole argument is on Shabbos, whether or not you could do it, love Miklal, the Tanakama Sovim Michalim over is Shabbos. Is it not that Tanakama at all that you should be Michal is Shabbos? For Dilma, Tanakama Divri are called Ein Michalim. Maybe the pshat is that they're not Michalim at all, and he's coming to let you know that just based Shammai holds that you Michalim. That wouldn't make sense. In Kain, Rebeliezer Akafar. Time of debate, Shammai, Atali, Ashmina. Why would he come and bring in a brisa the sheet of Beis Shammai? Once there's a machloket, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is not considered a daya anymore. And therefore, you don't have to go on and elaborate on the sheet of Beis Shammai. Deal Nahaki, come on, this is what he's coming to tell us. Lo nechako Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, B'davar Zeh. They're not arguing, the Kiddush is not that Beis Shammai holds that you could, that the Chiddush of this is not that Beit Shammai holds that you could do it on Shabbos. They're not arguing on this aspect that you can do it on Shabbos or not. Let's see Rashi, because he's going to explain it thoroughly. Lav miklal de Tanakama, Dveb Eliezer, Akapa, Sova Divriya, Kol Mechalim, Viana Diame Kavadite, and we're going to, and Viana Diame Kavadite. And we said, like him, the ones that hold, Rav Yosef, holds that it's a Vade Kavusha. Hachasinon. Omamai, Dilma, Miklal, Tanakama, Sova, Dibriya, called Ein Michalim, in Cain, Rev Eliezer, time of the Beit Shammai, Atal, Yashminim, in Cain. The Tana Lael, Mine. Omer, Dibriya, called Ein Michalim, Rev Eliezer, Kafar, Liatli, if Lugi, Lerim, the Lav, Dibriya, called, he's going to say it's not Dibriya, called. Ho, Daha, Beit Shammai, Michalim. So, my Revusa. What is he coming to tell us as Kiddush that Beit Shammai is not arguing? The Beis Shammai pligiba? The Beis Shammai is arguing on it? Ha Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hill enu Mishnah. Once you have a Beis Hill sheet, the Beis Shammai is considered not even in a day anymore. It's not considered a Mishnah. Mashinina, Dilma Haki Kamar. This is what he's saying over here. Rebbe Eliezer l'tanakam at yomei b'shabbos divrei kol ein mechalim, a plugta b'kol. Tanakam says you're not mechal, and the plugta is only b'kol. Ula Beis Hill ein sark l'hatif imenu dam bris. Ha leita. The low necklace bit of it. They're not arguing in that aspect. He's coming to say that Beis Hillel doesn't say that you don't need to that doesn't need a toughest dam bris. Elevade tzarech for short needs. U b'Shabbos hu depligi. When he says that the whole thing that Beis Shammai holds that on Shabbos you can do it, that's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is telling you that Beis Hillel needs a toughest dam bris and just not on Shabbos. For time of the Beis Hillel, Atali Ashmina, the Bechol tzarech. The whole Kiddush Amin is letting you know that Beis Hillel needs it during the weekdays. Lamaisa, the halacha is brought down. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar according to Vavas Shita. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is the machloket. They're not cholik on a nolik kishuhu mahol that he needs tzarek dam bris. And Rava says it's mitam suffik. It's not a vadai. So the toughest time for Israel, if he's born mahol, is mitam suffik. But again, this was interesting to me because we brought down Beis Shammai says tzarek lahatif menu dam bris, or Beis Hillel ain't tzarek lahatif menu dam bris. Yet the halacha brings down like Beis Shammai again needs to have a toughest time for Israel. So it's brought down. It's a mitzvah to do it. It's a mitzvah. Okay, I'm not sure how far we take that, but Lemaisa, in we're knowing that the Eger also has a toughest numbers.